We're now going to have our Bible reading from Luke 14.
One Sabbath, when Jesus went to eat in the house of a prominent Pharisee, he was being carefully watched. There in front of him was a man suffering from abnormal swelling of his body. Jesus asked the Pharisees and experts in the law, "Is it lawful to heal on the Sabbath or not?" But they remained silent. So taking hold of the man, he healed him and sent him on his way. Then he asked them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that falls into a well on the Sabbath day, will you not immediately pull it out?" And they had nothing to say. When he noticed how the guests picked the places of honour at the table, he told them this parable. When someone invites you to a wedding feast, do not take the place of honour, for a person more distinguished than you may have been invited. If so, the host who invited both of you will come and say to you, "Give this person your seat." Then, humiliated, you will have to take the least important place. But when you are invited, take the lowest place, so that when your host comes, he will say to you, "Friend, move up to a better place." Then you will be honoured in the presence of all the other guests. For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted. Then Jesus said to his host, "When you give a luncheon or dinner, do not invite your friends, your brothers or sisters, your relatives or your rich neighbours. If you do, they may invite you back, and so you will be repaid. But when you give a banquet, invite the poor, the crippled, the lame, the blind, and you will be blessed. Although they cannot repay you, you will be repaid at the resurrection of the righteous."
Well, good morning, boys and girls, mums and dads. Those of you watching at home, great to be with you. And what a great passage to look at this morning there from Luke chapter 14. Two wonderful stories of how Jesus was able to help a man, to heal a man who was sick, and as he taught the rest of the dinner guests what it was like, what they should do, and who they should honour. And we want to explore those stories a little bit more this morning. Both stories are showing us, and what we should take away from this passage, is that Jesus is kind and always puts others first. In the story we just saw, though, the Pharisees and the teachers of the law, well, they wanted to trick Jesus, didn't they? In the story today, it was the Sabbath. It was God's special day of rest. And so if Jesus showed kindness to the sick man, well, he would have been breaking the religious laws. What a tricky situation to find himself in. We know that following the law is right. But we also know that helping people and showing kindness to people is right. So what should we do? Well, let's stop for a minute and let's think about, what does kindness look like to others? I want to play a little game. I want to ask you some questions, and I want you to tell me whether you think what I'm about to say is a good way to show kindness to others or not. So if you think it is a good way to show kindness, I want to see some thumbs up. Let me see a thumbs up. Great, put your thumbs up nice and high if you think it's a good way to show kindness. If you think it's not a very kind thing to do, put your thumbs down, maybe even make a little sad cross face. Okay, so good to see you're all doing that. So what did you think about this? Is this a good way to show kindness? Letting your little brother or sister, or maybe your mom or dad, letting somebody else win in a game. Is that showing kindness or not showing kindness? I think we've got quite a few thumbs up. Maybe the odd thumbs down. Okay, so that might be a way of showing kindness, is letting somebody else win in a game. How about this one? Is it showing kindness to share your toys with others so they can play? Yeah, of course, lots of thumbs up. Good thumbs up on that one. Sharing toys with others, that's a really nice way of showing kindness to others, isn't it? How about this one? How about stashing all of your sweets and all of your chocolate and hiding them away so that nobody else can eat them? Is that showing kindness? No, it's not really showing kindness, is it? No. It might sound like something you want to do, but it's not showing kindness to others. Okay, let's try another one. What about using your money, your pocket money, your birthday money? What about taking your money and buying a present for somebody else? Is that showing kindness or not showing kindness? I'm not so sure. I think using your money to buy someone else a present, I think that is showing kindness. Good, well, you all did very well with that. Well done. So I think, on the whole, we seem to understand what it means to show kindness to others. And these are all great ways that we can be kind to others and put others first. And that is exactly what Jesus was trying to do in the story that we just heard from the Bible. When he was having a meal at the Pharisee's house, Jesus wanted to show kindness. And, oh, actually, look, over here, I can just see coming. There he is. Look, it's Phil the Pharisee. Guys, do you remember Phil the Pharisee? He was with us a few weeks ago. Phil, how are you doing?
Well, I'm doing good, Matt. How are you? I'm just still a bit concerned about things. I'm still very concerned that the right people do the right things all the time, especially when it comes to the rules that I made for people to follow.
Of course, that's right. You Pharisees and religious leaders, you made over 600 rules, didn't you, for people to follow? Tell us, telling people what they can and they can't do.
Yes, indeed. And you see, I've been spying on Jesus again. And he is causing all sorts of trouble, breaking the rules, let me tell you.
Oh dear, that doesn't sound right, does it? What sort of things has Jesus been doing?
Well, you see, I've been keeping a list of all the rules right here.
Phil, I don't really understand, because I thought Jesus was kind and caring, and we've been hearing, haven't we, about all the times Jesus has healed people, he showed kindness to people, he's fed people, he spends time with people who no one else wants to spend time with.
Yes. It might sound nice, Matt, but he's been doing it all wrong, you see. He keeps breaking the rules, so I'm not happy.
Well, this is tricky. Because, as we've already heard, rules, well, they are important and can be very helpful for showing kindness to others. It's not a bad thing to be kind, is it? I wonder, Phil, if maybe you're missing the point.
Oh, no. The rules are rules.
Ben, are you all right?
Yeah, my ankle.
Oh,
I can't get up.
He's hurt his ankle and he can't get up. Don't worry, because actually Phil, the Pharisee, he's quite nearby. I'm sure he'll help you to your feet, won't you, Phil?
Absolutely not. I couldn't possibly.
I'm sure you can, Phil. He's just there. Why can't you help him?
Well, it's the rules, Matt. Don't you see? The rules are very clear. You must not do any work on the Sabbath, which is today. Not even lifting. Phil. It would be very wrong to go against the rules like that,
Phil,
wouldn't it?
Phil, he's in pain. He just needs someone to help him get to his feet. Surely that's okay, isn't it?
I'm sorry, Matt. I simply can't help.
Well, Ben, don't worry. What do you think we should do, boys and girls? Should I listen to Phil and not help because of the rules? Or should I go and help Ben? Because he is in trouble. What's the right thing to do? Yeah, I think you're right. I think we should go and help. Ben, don't worry. I'm going to come over and help you. Just wait one moment. Look, just grab my elbow. There we go. Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm okay. Well, thanks a lot. I don't know what I would have done if you did not help me. Thank you.
Oh. Well, there we go. No problem. Just get some anti back of my hands there. So you're going to be okay?
Matt, I just don't know what to say to you. You're behaving just like that Jesus does. I'm very disappointed. Goodbye.
Okay. I mean, I think behaving like Jesus, that sounds like a compliment, but he really wasn't happy, was he? Well, Phil's gone now, but I'm not sure he really gets it. I still don't think he really gets it, do you? The rules are important, let's be clear about that. But it's even more important to God is being kind. And being kind is the right thing to do. Remember the story we just heard from Luke about the Pharisees, and they were trying to trick Jesus. They were trying to trap Jesus. They wanted to make Jesus look bad. They knew they'd want to help the sick man, which is a good thing to do, but they thought catching him breaking the rules was more important than doing the right thing. Well, do you know what, Jesus? He wasn't really interested in being popular or being seen for doing the right thing. He cared much more about people. He cared about other people and being kind. And just like Jesus said, well, they would go and rescue their child. They would go and rescue an animal if it had fallen into a well, because they cared about that child or they cared about that animal. Well, it's the same, because actually Jesus cares about us. Jesus cares about all of us so much more. And he wants to rescue us. Actually, do you know, I think we should ask Charlie to come back and join us, because I've got a special surprise for Charlie. Charlie, are you there?
Hello, everybody. Hey, Matt, I heard how you helped out Ben. That was really kind of you.
Oh.
I think you deserve a gold star.
Well, thank you, Charlie. Actually, I'm glad you're here, because funnily enough, we are about to have the Highfields annual Gold Star Awards Gala, or HAGSAG for short. This is a genuine thing, which we're starting now. So we're going to give away a gold star. And look, over there, just by you, is the first place gold star for the most helpful person.
Oh, wow. I love the HAGSAGs. I can't wait to see who wins. Can I stay and watch, Matt?
Oh, absolutely, Charlie. I think you're going to love it this year. Look, here come some of the other finalists. Hello, guys.
Hello there. My name is Sarah, and I love winning. I've been a HAGSAG finalist 3 years in a row, and I've been doing lots of extra helping this week to make sure I win. I've made sure every person has seen me doing lots and lots of helpful things, so they all vote for me. In fact, I'm so sure I've won, I think I'll go and take my place by the gold star now.
Hmm. Well, I mean, it does sound like she's been doing a lot of helping. Although, boys and girls, I'm not sure she was doing it for the right reasons, do you?
Well, my name is John, and I know I will win this year. I've made sure all of Cardiff knew about the helping that I did this week. I got the BBC News to do a special report about me, and I sent my picture to all the newspapers so everyone would know who I am. I'm sorry, Sarah. You better move down. I'm way more important and way better helper than you.
Wow, those guys sound like they both deserve the gold star. Although, I'm not really sure what they did to help anyone.
No, me neither. But actually, Charlie, the winner of the HAGSAGs 2021 is not either of those two. Sorry, guys.
What? But I did lots of helping this week, especially so that I could win the gold star.
Yeah, I made sure everyone saw how helpful I was. Oh, dear.
Well, if we didn't win, then who did?
Well, actually, guys, the Gold Star Award goes to an extremely kind and helpful and caring and humble person. And that person is actually... it's Charlie Sheff!
What? Me? Oh, but Matt, what did I do to deserve the Gold Star?
Oh, well, I mean, I've got a list here, Charlie. It's some of the reasons that you've won. Well, you come to church every week to help set up the chairs. It says that you've been donating food every week to Rainbow of Hope. But you've been making meals and taking them to your neighbours, which is a good thing to do for a chef. And you've been doing shopping for the little old lady on your street every week. I mean, the list goes on and on.
Oh, Matt, that's true. But how did you know I've been doing all those things? I didn't tell anybody.
Well, that is exactly the point, Charlie. The Gold Star Award isn't about honouring people who already think they're pretty special. You see, These guys did what they did because they wanted people to notice them and get praised for it. But you, Charlie, you did those things out of the kindness of your heart. Not to win a competition, but just because you are kind.
Wow, I'm speechless, Matt.
Oh, go on, Charlie, go and collect your gold star. And everybody, let's give Charlie another round of applause.
Oh, thank you, thank you.
Well done, Charlie. I guess you did deserve the gold star after all.
Oh, thank you, guys. Hey, let's celebrate. I've just finished baking a massive chocolate cake. Why don't you come eat it with me?
Yeah.
Oh, thanks, Charlie. I'll come and join you shortly, okay? I'm just going to wrap up here, and then I'll come and get some cake. Well, Charlie really did deserve that gold star, didn't he? Now, do you remember in the story that Jesus told about who would sit where at the dinner party? He wanted to show us who was really important too. Who deserved the seat of honour or the gold star? Do you know that people who do the right things so they get recognised and rewarded, they're not doing the right things for the right reasons. Their heart is in the wrong place. But our Father God, who's in heaven, well, he sees all things. He knows the kindness in our hearts. He sees when we do the right things for the right reasons, even if nobody else sees it. Let's try to be more like Jesus and like Charlie. And let's be kind to others and put others first above ourselves. Listen, why don't we take some time to ask some questions in our groups? The questions are on the screen there, and I'm sure you'll see them at home. Just turn for a couple of moments and ask each other these questions before we move on. All right, I'm sure you've come up with some great answers there and great ways that we can show kindness. As Jesus told these stories in Luke, it shows us how kind Jesus was and how he always put others first by helping the sick man, even though it made him look bad in the Pharisees' eyes, and by giving the seat of honour to the people who were humble and kind. And the amazing thing is that Jesus shows incredible kindness to us too. None of us deserved God's love. We were far from God and broken on the inside. And there was nothing we could do to fix the brokenness ourselves. But Jesus, in his kindness, put others first and was willing to die on the cross for you and for me, so that through him, we might be welcomed into God's family. His kindness to each and every one of us is incredible. Well, let's ask Jesus to help us to grow kindness in our hearts and to find more ways that we can show kindness to others. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you that you show us and remind us of how kind and generous you are. Thank you, God, for all the ways that you are kind to us, even by sending Jesus into this world, who would die on a cross in our place so that we could have restored relationship with you. Thank you, God, that every day we can come to you and learn more about you. We can receive your love so that we might be able to use that love to give to others, to show kindness and grace and compassion to others. Help us, God, to grow, to be more like you, to be more kind and more generous in what we do and how we do it. We pray these things in Jesus' name. Amen.